Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Happy New Year's. This is Mary Hollis, director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows, a purpose to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. 1 Timothy 5:3. Over the past 18 years, I have learned to put my faith in God. In spite of the loss of my husband, Al, God has shown me that he will always be there and be my comforter and my provider for me and my children. Sometimes the road seems very dark and lonely, but I encourage you to keep your focus on God, and he will get you through this day by day. There is no secret what God can do. What he has done for me, he will certainly will do for you. I can look back and see how God had prepared me for this next chapter of my life. The topic tonight will be, Let God's peace serve as an umpire for your mind and emotions. Our scripture comes from Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. A translated version: let the peace of God call the shots in your life. Let the peace of God be your umpire in your life and action. Let the peace of God act as a refuge in your motions and your decisions. Another verse, peace be still, Psalms 46:10. Have you ever had one of these days when you were so much confusion whirling around your head that you felt like screaming, said, stop? From time to time, everyone has the kind of day. And when you do so, your temptation is probably either to get in the flesh and react to someone in an ugly way, or to get depressed, go to bed, or forget about it all. Many times, I have chosen to go to bed. I feel when I go to bed and go to sleep, I don't have to worry about anything. I don't have to think about anything. But the funny thing about that, when you wake up, those thoughts are back again. However, you know that neither choice will help you solve the problem you are facing. Rather than throw in the towel and give way to these emotions that want to get the best of you, why not stop right now and make a decision to let the Word of God rule you today? When I say the word rule you, I am talking about God's supernatural peace dominating and governing every emotion and situation that confronts you. If you don't make the decision and follow through with it, whatever happens normally, you normally worry, fear comes in, insecurity, doubt, and a lot host of other emotions will assure try to control you. And there is no worse roller coaster ride when you are being knocked all over the place by emotions that are out of control. Instead, let the peace of God rule in your heart. As Paul wrote in Colossians 3:15, let the peace of God call the shots in your life. The word rule, Paul used the word to tell us that the peace of God can work like an umpire, a referee in your heart, mind, and emotions. When emotions attempt to exert control over us and to try to throw us into an emotional frenzy, we can stop it by making the choice to let God bring peace into our minds. When this divine umpire calls peace, steps in the game, it suddenly begins to call the shots and make all the decisions instead of fretfulness, anxiety, and worry. And a lot of us, we worry a lot sometimes. Sometimes we think that we have faith, but we tend to let worry and anxiety set in. But just like Paul says, let the peace of God call the shots in our lives. Let's meditate on his word. Even though it's true that everyone has hard days and difficult weeks, you don't have to surrender to these emotions that try to steal your joy, disrupt your relationship, or rob you of your victory. When you feel overwhelmed by problems or emotions that are hitting you from every direction, just stop a moment, set your heart and mind on Jesus and the Word of God. As you do this, the wonderful supernatural peace of God will rise up from your spirit and take control. And I'm sure many of you have tried this. If you just be still and concentrate and meditate on God, those thoughts, emotional, that you're going through will slip away and let you start focusing on things and being calm and peaceful in God's word. But sometimes it is hard to control those emotions. And also, it is okay to let those emotions happen. It's okay to cry sometimes. Just like at the beginning when I talked about screaming, saying stop, It's okay to do that sometimes. It's really good health, good medicine to do that, releasing those stress, releasing those anxiety. So it is good to do that, but it is also good to have self-control and allowing God peace come within our hearts and minds. It will help us to get through each day, one at a time. So it is very important that we focus on God's word. The message that my pastor spoke on Sunday was faith, but also he concentrated on reading God's word this year, meditating and focus on his word. And there will be so many blessings that we will receive from getting into his word. God wants us to stay focused on him. And also knowing the things that he can really do for us. So spending time in his word and meditating, it helps us to be strong and be able to deal with problems in a better way. Because sometimes when we're going through these different changes, if we know his word, we can go back to our scripture to help us to control our feelings and also to control our emotions. Just like peace be still. I would like to talk about an experience I had at work. This was several years ago. I worked in the branches. And one day I worked at a different location. And this tall guy came into the bank. He was 6'4". He went to the teller and he got upset because he asked the teller what was his balance. And he did not agree with the teller. But he became very angry, so he came over to customer service. And guess who he came to? It was me. Didn't know what the problem this particular person really had when he came into the bank. And found out some more about him later on. But before I tell you what was wrong with this gentleman, he came over to me angry, saying that he did not agree with his balance, and he got very upset. And before I could really try to explain to him about his balance, his voice became angry and angrier and louder and louder. And all of a sudden, the guards came over because they want to try to calm him down. But as they were approaching, and this gentleman saw him coming over, he got up and pulled a knife out of his pocket, and he put the knife towards my waistline. He didn't hurt me at all, but he put the knife towards my waistline to let the guard know that he was angry and he wanted them to get away. The guard did not see the knife immediately, but when I saw it, I held my hand up, letting the guard know that he had a knife in his hand. And he could have hurt me. But after warning the guard of this, I immediately put God in it. I was scared. But God helped me to keep peace and keep my emotions down. I started reciting within myself, peace be still. Peace be still. And I just concentrated on God's word. Even though this 6'4" standing next to me with a knife in my waistline, I just kept on. Everyone in the back of me that worked with me was screaming, howling, and also became very emotional because of what this man was doing. They thought I was going to get stabbed by him. But I kept calm. And really, that saved my life. Because if I had gotten emotions too, he could have done something. And as they called on the policemen, they came in, and it took 10 policemen to put this guy down and put handcuffs on him. So if it took 10 policemen to hold this guy down, it would have taken him seconds to stab me in the waistline or wherever. But I trust God at that very moment to save me and help me from this. So it is good for us to stay in his word, because if I had gotten totally upset, he could have hurt me. And I stayed calm throughout the whole ordeal. But as soon as the policemen took him away, all of a sudden, nerves, sweat, and everything, those emotions came. But at the time when I needed to be calm, God allowed me to be calm, because I kept saying, "Peace, be still." If I had to rewind that whole scene again, I really would not know how I would have behaved. But right then and there, I knew the only person that could help me was God. And I needed him to protect me and keep his angels around me. And nothing happened to me, even though this 6'4" was next to me with a knife in my side. So what I'm trying to say, God is letting us know, when we meditate and focus in his word, he will protect us, whatever harm or danger we might be in. It doesn't have to be just someone trying to harm us. Just thinking of things and being sad, thinking about problems, it's so easy for us to fall apart, get out of control. But sometimes that is all good, to let it all out. And sometimes it's good just to be still. We have two callers tonight. And Sheila from California. Tonight I would like you to hit the button and press 1, because I would like to ask a question regarding this topic. And I ask that you will participate tonight with us. Are you willing to do that for me, Sheila? Or Florence, my sister, who's calling from South Carolina, if you press 1, are you willing to talk with us tonight? Just wanted to ask a question about some of your emotions. It can be brief. All you have to do is press 1, and you'll be on the air. I guess I'm only going to get listeners tonight. But that is okay also. I hope that all of you had a wonderful New Year's weekend. I know it was very trying, but it seems like you got through it. But each day, it will take some time to get through all of this. Florence, it's been going, I think it's about 7 months since you've lost your husband. And Sheila, I think it's going to be March when your year is up. So both of you have a lot in common. But I know that both of you are going to get through this. And the next chapter is there for you, helping you to get through each day, one day at a time. But let God serve you, be as your umpire. Let the peace of God call the shots in your life. Let the peace of God be the umpire in your life and action. Let the peace of God act as a referee in your emotions and your decision. And if you do that, you will be able to get through each and every day. There are some questions that I would like to ask, and I can also try to answer them as well. How do we recognize moments when your emotion tries to throw you into emotional dizzy and steal your peace and joy? Many times that happens to me, even happens to me now, even though my husband's been dead for 18 years. There are still times that I get those feelings. Most of the time, it's where I get tired of doing and making decisions all by myself. But I have a rule. I can pity party for 24 hours, but no longer. After 48 hours, I must get out of that frizzy, let the anxiety set in. I make sure that after 24 hours, I get out of those emotions and feelings. It's okay that sometimes I just want to take the time and just waddle in my own mess, my own thoughts. And I allow myself sometimes to do that. But that second day, I must get out of it. And if I don't seem like I'm going to get out of it, I call one of my prayer partners. And normally we pray together. And after a while, I feel okay again. But that's something that I normally do whenever I get in that state of being. And like I said, after 18 years, I still feel that way. So you too, it's less than a year. So it's going to take some time. And it's going to always be feeling from time to time. But each day you will get stronger and stronger and stronger. And you can get through it easily without crying. You think about it, but you go forward. We have 8 minutes to go. I guess none of you is going to talk with me tonight, and I will continue. But keep the faith and just believe that God is going to get us through this. And there will be times that you can look back and think about it, and you can be able to smile and laugh at things that you and your spouse shared. Because there are lots of things that I'll sit and fantasize. I think about things my husband and I shared. I share some of the thoughts with my kids when there's something that we are watching on TV or just talk about in conversation. But you'll get stronger and stronger each day. But I also would like to leave with a prayer. Lord, I don't want to let my emotions get the best of me today. So I ask that your peace will rise up like a mighty umpire and referee in my heart, mind, and emotions. Help me to recognize those moments when unhelpful emotions tries to sneak up on me. I ask you to teach me how to put those emotions aside and release your supernatural peace that is resonant in my heart, the peace that is always ready at every moment. And every thought, emotion that tries to pass into my life. And I confess that God, supernatural peace, dominates me when I am tempted to get upset and my emotions try to take control of me. I put these emotions aside and allow the Spirit of God to release a supernatural, dominating peace to rule my heart, my mind, and my emotions. In Jesus' name, I pray. I hope that each one of you enjoy the topic, Let God Peace Serve as Umpire for Your Mind and Emotions. And that's coming from Colossians 3:15. Enjoy the rest of your night. Meditate and stay in God's Word, because He will get you through each and every day. Whenever you're feeling frenzy, anxiety, worried, and you feel like screaming, just stop and let God's Word and meditate on Him. And I'm sure after a few minutes, you'll feel better. May God be with you this week. And always remember that He will never leave you or forsake you. And the next chapter loves you and will be there for you in any way that we can. Join us each Tuesday from 11 to 11:30. Or you can also email me at tncwidows@gmail.com. Or you can call me at 770-981-9118. God bless you, and tune in again next Tuesday.
shrink and I crash down and I tumble, but I did not crumble. I got through all the pain. Oh, I didn't know my own strength. Just like my head. Didn't